You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome. It's Alan Brazil Up Front with our Romford Pelly, Ray Parler. Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to betonbrazil.com for all the latest odds and offers. Well, Ray, you have literally just dashed from the airport from Munich, a stunning game over in Munich for the Arsenal. Not
at all. I mean, I'm still in shock a little bit. I mean, how they just collapsed the last 25 minutes of that game. They lost their main defender, Koscielny, but you just can't do that. It seems like Bayern Munich, you've got to be solid, you've got to win the ball back off the good players and be, you know, just be hard to beat in that second half. But they were so easy and they just went through them like a knife through butter. And bang, 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 you're out of the Champions League.
All week we've been banging on radio on Talk Sport about don't show Robin inside. You cannot show him inside. What happens? What a joke.
Well,
are they thick or what?
Well, you've got to get this. You've got to double up on him as well. You've got to get the wingers. You're away from home at Bayern Munich. You need a result. If you go back to the Emirates, you know, by conceding one goal, you've still got a chance. You've got to stay in the game. So the wingers as well had to get back and help the fullbacks. But again, show him down the line exactly what you should do.
I'd love to have been in the dressing room at half time to hear what was said. They've 1-1, it's a great result.
They played all right in the first half. They contained them at times. They didn't have too many chances. And they got the goal, what they needed, the penalty. Obviously got the rebound in the end, got it in from Sanchez. Then Ozil had a great chance before half-time. So you're pretty happy. But second half, if you're the manager, you say, right, go out there, hard to beat. You sit in there. And have they got enough players on the pitch, leaders?
Does he do that, though? Does he?
Have they got enough leaders on the pitch to say, right, you put boss people around?
No, I don't think they have. But does Wenger do that right after him? Hey, get close to him, you might.
He would have had his say with 5 minutes going in. It's one of, you know, he lets you recover, then he'll have his say, and then he would say at the end of the, just before they're going to go back out, let's be hard, let's be tight, let's be, you know, make sure people like Alonso can't dictate play. People like whoever kept Thiago, who kept getting in behind from that midfield area. And, you know, even if you go man to man, Al, look. Just see the game out.
In certain games, 2-1. I'm like you. Certain games, I would say man to man.
Stop the other team. Sometimes you've got to stop the other team to get a result. And, you know, whether you like it or not, you know, it ain't attractive football to watch, but you might be in that quarterfinals or semi finals of Champions League at the end of it. And that's what it's all about.
Ray, they're out 5-1.
Oh, yeah, they ain't going to come back from 4-0. They had a really good opportunity. If you lose 3-1, you got a good opportunity. 2-0. You can win 2-0. You got that important away goal. Mm. But 4-0, Al, being realistic? No, because you think Bayern Munich will score as well.
What about Barcelona the night before as well, Ray?
Well, some shocks. I mean, Barcelona, I didn't see that coming. PSG, we know they're a good side, but you thought with Barcelona's experience in the Champions League, they get to finals most years, that they would get through that over two legs. But now, look, you wouldn't put it past them scoring 4 at home, but PSG looked like they'll be gaining some.
Well, I had a little double. I backed both. I backed Real and I backed Bayern, so it wasn't a fortune, but hey-ho, keeps me in a few
points.
Yeah,
well, certainly it was a good bet in the end, though, because 3-1, very comfortable for Real Madrid, and 5-1, very comfortable for Bayern Munich.
Ray, just look back a wee bit at the Premier. Much, much, much better for Liverpool. That was them at the game. They brought their A-game to Anfield against Spurs. Press, close, sharper. Excellent performance.
Yeah, Mane again, 2 goals, Al. They've really missed him in that month away. Looked very impressive. I think Tottenham played into their hands a little bit. You know they've got pace going forward, Liverpool, but they needed that result, Klopp. Yep. And that gets them right back into that top four. And, you know, it's going to be so difficult to pick 4 out of that top 6 because it's really, really tight at the moment. But
top and bottom.
Exactly,
right?
What the Liverpool faithful was hoping for a reaction, and that's what you need from these top players, to get a reaction after you have a poor week.
Do you think Pochettino would be a little bit concerned? You know, we said this is a different Spurs now when they go away from home. There's a little bit more steel about them. But Liverpool were just swarming all over them.
It'd be disappointing, Pochettino, because I thought they might get a draw there. I thought they'd be well set up. We know what Pochettino does with his side. They're very strong in midfield, Wanyama and Dembele when he plays. You know, Dele Alli is always a threat now going forward. But Liverpool, they was all over it. I mean, they started well. These sort of games, you always, I think you've got to get that front foot. and get, you know, a grip of the game early. And I think Liverpool, yeah, they got the two early goals in 16th, 18th minute, and they really didn't look back after that. It was pretty comfortable after, yeah, that, and a fantastic win for them.
Well, Arsenal fans, who, especially like you, Ray, who went over there on the way back, be bitterly disappointed. As are Leicester City fans at the moment. It's turning into a joke season, isn't it?
Well, I mean, a lot of people would have fancied Swansea. After that second-half performance against Man City, they showed a lot of fight and spirit. You know, very unlucky not to get a point at the Etihad. So they took that on. And Paul Clement, fair play to him. He's really got his side playing well. They're organised. Everybody knows their jobs. And Leicester, I just can't. I'm scratching my head thinking, well, where are the centre-halves from last season? Where is this midfield,
yeah, which was so hard, right, to get through? Centre-halves are having them, yeah.
I know Kante's gone, but he's still got good midfielders in there. And Jamie Vardy haven't scored a goal out for this year. In the Premier League, which is, you know, you've got Vardy, Mahrez, he's not been the player he was.
Azure won't play.
And they're in a massive hole at the moment, and they're just desperate for a result, whether they're going to get it or not. And this weekend's going to be a test for them as well, in the FA Cup. So this might turn it around, who knows? And who comes next week, Al? Seville, you know, a couple of weeks' time. So,
do you know what? I was thinking about it because, again, from a betting point of view, you know, I've had a little bet, and
I've got to be nailed on Seville.
Well, it was very wrong for me, but I did. I backed Arsenal, Man City, and Leicester all to go out.
Yep.
Because the reason why I've done that is not because I want it to; it's because I don't think we defend well in the Premiership.
Well, you're exactly right. Last night, defensively, yeah. I mean, all over the place.
You wonder, could Leicester be the funny one that, you know, they're so awful in the Premier at the moment? Could they just surprise people? They're still in the cup. We'll talk about that in a minute. Could they surprise people? Well, Sevilla are odds-on favourites.
Well, massive odds-on favourite. The massive underdogs.
Third in Spain at the moment.
It could go where they play like last season. Really sit deep as a side and try and hit Sevilla on the break, because you expect them to have probably a majority, yeah, of possessions in both legs. And that's where they might play. People, probably Seville have not seen enough of Leicester. They're not like playing a Manchester United, Chelsea, who they know exactly the players they're playing against. So it could be an option. Let's hope it is, Al. Because, yeah. Well, not for your sake, your bet.
I don't mind.
But
you know the interesting one as well is Man City. Man City, I think, a lot of people, too many people are taking for granted City will stuff Monaco. Monaco are
score
top.
Goals for fun.
They are top. They're above Paris Saint-Germain. This is no mumps.
No, I fancy City, though. I fancy City to be organised. I thought they showed a little bit more organisation against Bournemouth. I thought defensively it was better, especially in midfield. They all sat back in the positions. And I fancy them over two legs to beat Monaco. Monaco score goals, though. And that's one thing that they've got to be really tight on. Obviously, Jesus is out now. And obviously Aguero's going to be playing.
Yeah.
And, you know, this could be perfect for him to get back into scoring wise.
Yeah. FA Cup weekend, Ray. Fantastic. It looks straightforward to me, he says. It does. It looks like, you know, Huddersfield, Man City. Okay, Huddersfield are in good form, riding high in the Championship. But I think City are taking this serious. I think Pep, you know, I think he wants to win something.
Yeah.
And this, you know, I'm going to take 1-2. I think City will just be just too strong.
Well, I think Huddersfield have been the surprise of the Championship. They've been absolutely different class. I mean, they're sitting really in a good position in that league at the moment. Third place, I think, they're at the moment in the Championship.
Yeah.
So they'll be confident. But it's a game that Wagner will go to his players. Just go out there, enjoy it, the atmosphere, enjoy the occasion. You're playing against top class stars, and go out and see if you can perform. And look, I do fancy City to get through. I think that Guardiola will look at this competition and say it's an opportunity to get to that final, maybe win it. They won't give up on the Premier League. We know only 8 points behind, but I think the trophy is a very important trophy for Pep Guardiola.
London Derby, Fulham Spurs. Spurs should be good enough, but it's a derby, so I wouldn't really have I think if I had to pick one, I'd pick Spurs.
It's really difficult, Al, because, you know, you're always gambling against the teams they're going to put out. Mm. I mean, you know that these teams like Huddersfield and Fulham will play their strongest available side. Now, if Spurs tinker, you know, they change 7 or 8 members of their squad or team, then you can. That's when you do get shocked. So I think Pochettino, again, will look at this competition and say, you know, it's an opportunity for us. Not an easy game, though. Fulham are in good form in the Championship as well. Score goals. They do create chances. They do concede quite a few as well. So I think Spurs will have to take advantage of that. But they'll be looking at it now. If you can get through this bit, Al, suddenly you're in a sixth round of the FA Cup. Nearly there.
Wow.
So, you know, it's an opportunity.
Quarterfinal. Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by betonbrazil.com. It's a betting site for all sports punters. Great odds, markets and great offers. Listeners to this podcast can now get up to £60 deposit match when you use the promo code ALAN60, which is A-L-A-N-60. Just visit betonbrazil.com, enter your promo code ALAN60 on your first deposit, and we will match your deposit up to £60. There you go. Also look out for our daily happy hour offers between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. Sign up now at betonbrazil.com. Over 18s only. Offers for new customers only. Terms apply. Betting should be fun, so please gamble responsibly. Right, now, you will be at Sutton.
I will be at Sutton now, and it's going to be a very interesting game on Monday night. Again, it's a situation where that plastic pitch held. They beat Leeds in that last round. Again, it's an occasion for them. These players will never probably play against certain Arsenal players, and they could go out and enjoy it. But suddenly, with the pressure after the Bayern Munich game, them Arsenal away fans who have got tickets for it, there won't be many there, but they'll be demanding a performance. And again, what team does he put out? I would put the strongest I've got.
Yeah.
Don't disrespect
him. I don't think he will.
He won't.
He's very stubborn, isn't he? But I don't think he will. But you're right, you should. You see Arsenal Sanchez, get out there.
Well, go out there. This is what it's all about, you know. Mm. If you want to get to the FA Cup final, we have to beat teams like Sutton United. And, you know, if they score first, Al, it's going to be really interesting. But you've got to fancy Arsenal. You've got to fancy Arsenal.
Even on that pitch?
Yeah, you've got to fancy him to have enough to get through into that final round.
To be honest with you, the pitch, if it was a bog... If it was a mire, it's better off the way it is.
It's not like the old days.
Pitch,
remember the plastic pitches in the old days?
At
Luton and QPR?
Yeah.
Don't let the ball bounce because it went...
Boing!
It was like unbelievable. So it's a little bit different pitch and the players have played on it, them pitches like that. Yeah, they know.
Yeah.
Sutton are going to enjoy the night, and if I am over there, Al, and Sutton do manage to get a result, I'll be in the bar all night because it's free drinks. I think they give all the punters free drinks if they win.
And that's from an ex-Arsenal legend.
I want Arsenal to win, obviously.
Burnley against Lincoln, it's a no-brainer. Burnley's home form, surely, if they play a strong side, that's a no-brainer. Borough-Oxford, I think Borough are a good thing here.
Yeah, Borough, being at home against an Oxford United side, have done brilliant. You know, beat Rotherham in the last round. But it's a game that I think Kurenka, it's certainly he will rest players. He will tinker
because they are just out of the drop.
But sometimes
they're just comfortable.
You can get a good result and they're not scoring enough goals. So put your Negredos on, put you whoever you're going to put on, and try and get them to score goals again because that can give you confidence, belief going into the Premier League. But yeah, you've got to fancy Borough being at home.
So what about Leicester? Leicester's woes in the Premiership. They can forget that. They can have a nice friendly day out at Millwall.
There's no friendly day out at Millwall, Al. I played their new den and the old den, and you're in for a game. Look at Watford. You know, recently, they just got knocked out at Millwall.
Millwall got stuck in.
Millwall, we've spoke to Steve Morrison, their striker, and he said, look, they didn't like it.
Yeah.
Once we put a few tackles in, and again, Neil Harris will put this Millwall side out there, saying, look, let's take advantage of this Leicester side who've got no confidence, no belief, and let's show them how good we are in this League One. And
Leicester made loads of changes against Derby, didn't they?
Well, they did, and he's got to look at this as well, because if they didn't make too many, they could be knocked out.
Yeah.
And this could be where the surprise is again.
Wolves had a poor result of the weekend in the Championship. They host Chelsea. I think Conte puts a strong side out. I really do. I think it'll be too strong for Wolves.
I went to the Brentford game in the last round, Al, and he changed probably six or seven players, but he still had that nucleus of people like Pedro played, Azpilicueta played. But there will be changes.
Yeah.
Obviously, John Terry come back into the back four. You'll have Zouma playing. You'll have Fabregas starting. So look, there's still loads of quality in that side. So I would expect Chelsea to get through.
I don't see too many shocks.
No.
Man United go to Ewood, kind of wind them up, but United are too strong.
Yeah,
Jose will give Rashford and people like that a chance.
Well, they're in a relegation fight, really, Blackburn. They don't want to be relegated to League One, so I think United would have too much for them. As I'm with you, I don't think there's going to be too many shocks. Probably the one that stands out for me, and you might not say it's a shock, is Millwall Leicester. With the positions in the leagues, it is a shock. But Leicester, the way they're playing, they're in free fall at the moment.
So back to the Champions League now. I think Barcelona were there thumping in Paris, PSG absolutely giving them a lesson, which was amazing. I had to take about 4-1 Real Madrid.
Yeah,
they've now clipped in a slightly 7-2, 3.5-1.
So what's Bayern Munich?
They're 100-30, I think.
Well, you got to look at them. They look strong.
I thought they were better last year, Bayern. I thought they'd win it last year.
Lewandowski's a top striker.
Another good header.
You
another
got Robbie, you got Thiago in at midfield.
Müller found a goal.
Müller come on off the bench to score as well. Hummels at the back. They're pretty solid. Lahm, we know about.
Great goalkeeper.
Yeah. So I think Bayern Munich are everybody's pick at the moment. They know that they're going to get into that the quarterfinals. Again, you need a bit of luck now somewhere along the line. But Real Madrid, they'll be there and thereabouts as well with Zidane, the players they've got, and obviously Gareth Bale coming back as well, which is a bonus for them.
What do you make? The big story at the moment is Arsenal, of course. We don't know how something's going to go, but Wenger, I've got a feeling his time is up, end of the season.
That's the big decision.
Who would take over, Ray? Because they're talking about Koeman might get a shout at Barcelona. Do you know that?
What are they saying? Simeone.
Do you know who's
still
got a chance? Allegri's got a chance. And the boy at Dortmund's might be good as well.
Yeah. So this is going to be a difficult job. Whoever they think that can take this club forward. But Arsene Wenger, look at it at the end of the season. I don't think no one knows how. I don't think even the backroom staff know what Arsene Wenger's going to do at the moment.
Imagine Baldy on the bench there with Wenger. He must have been going nuts last night.
Yeah, well, he's looking at that back four and I'm thinking, just be solid, you know. I know Koscielny again. I keep going back to him. He's a very important player for Arsenal, Koscielny at the back. But he went off, but he's still got enough quality in there just to see the game out. You know, just get your fullbacks in, tight, play a back four, get your wingers back into position, two brick walls. That's what you got to do. And just stop, you know, get into space where they can't go through.
So why didn't he do it? I don't know what's up with Wenger.
I look at it sometimes and, you know, once you cross that white line, you've got to have a certain sort of player to really demand something out of someone else. You know, you have not bullying people. But you got to say you get in
cajole
there.
Cajole them.
Exactly. We have people like Patrick Vieira, Tony Adams, and sometimes myself, I've done it.
What?
I got people into position when I knew that we was under the cosh.
Martin Keown.
There's certain times in games when you've got to weather the storm. You've got to see things through. When it went 2-1 by Munich, okay, the next 15 minutes we sit there, we make it difficult. You know, because 2-1's not a bad result.
Yeah.
Going back to the Emirates. Suddenly, they lose 3-1, 4-1, 5-1, and you're not going to beat Bayern Munich 4-0. You know, wherever you could have a brilliant night at the Emirates, but they could win 2-0 and they'd go out of the competition.
Yeah,
so
sure.
There's certain areas in that game in that second half, they collapse. Discipline, and that's when you need players on that pitch demanding you get back into position. And
yeah, leaders.
You're good going forward, but it's not that sort of game today. It's a game that we just have to get into position, hustle them, don't let them play. And it was too easy for Bayern Munich in the last 25 minutes.
Another game I want to look forward to and talk about is Monday night, Newcastle against, under fire, Steve Bruce's Villa.
I know, Villa,
Villa
are terrible.
Having a shocker, aren't they?
Well, again, they spent a few quid, and Steve Bruce the other night, they lost again. So, yeah, he's not under pressure because I think that they will give him time, but certainly other managers in his position at the moment didn't get time at Villa. But I think they've got the right man, but he might need another transfer window to maybe get a few players out and bring a few in. And this shit season, look, if they come mid-table, the next season he's going to be judged on. He's going to be judged on what happens in the transfer window, what happens with the players coming in. And this is the year they have to get promoted, is the following season for me.
Also, Newcastle. So they're
the
draw.
Can anybody catch Brighton
Newcastle? They can. Huddersfield are coming.
They're closing in behind.
But Newcastle went down to Carrow Road, came away with 2-2.
Yeah.
And that was probably a good result, considering Brighton were at home against Ipswich.
Yeah, they dropped 2 points. So, again, it's a league that you wouldn't put past people trying to catch Newcastle and Brighton. Everybody thought, oh, they're home and hosed. Everybody else is fighting for that playoff position.
Gale's back soon for Newcastle.
Yeah, top goal scorer. They need him. I mean, I tipped that up now early in the season. I think he won a rocket science. You knew Newcastle would be there and thereabouts. Yeah. And they've just got a goal scorer who knows where the back of the net is. And he's top goal scorer. So get him in the team and I think the goals will start flying again.
Last one, Ray, just at the bottom of the Premiership. Are we saying Sunderland, you know, weird, went to Palace and won 4, then got thumped at home to Southampton? Are Sunderland doomed? Hull have shown a bit of fight, haven't they? They've shown a bit of fight under the new manager. Leicester are the ones who are dropping that stone.
And look, again, I think you've got to look up to Bournemouth. Bournemouth are still in a relegation battle. Trouble. They're only 6 points off the bottom three, Hull City on 20 points. After that, Al, you look at Watford, probably safe now, 30 points.
Yeah,
you know,
I think
they get
I was
a couple of more results.
I was worried about that. And Southampton with that big win at Sunderland got them out of trouble.
So you're looking at Bournemouth, Swansea. I think Swansea showed enough spirit as well. They've got good players. Sigurdsson, Tom Carroll's been an excellent sign.
Yeah.
Olsen, who scored the other day on that left-back area. I think got... And I like Leroy Fer as well. He's a decent midfielder who gets his foot in. And so I think they'll have enough.
You're saying Middlesbrough will be OK?
They're grinding results out. I mean, again, you've got to look at the goal difference as
good
well.
Good draw with Everton, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, Everton, a lot of people fancied Everton to get a result there. But I think they're minus eight at the moment in goal difference. And you look at Sunderland, minus 22. You look at Old City, minus 27. Crystal Palace, minus 14. So that might come down to that point. It's an extra point if you've got a good goal difference. But I think Barrow might get out of it. I think they're pretty good defensively. You can't keep conceding goals. You might see a couple of 1-0 wins for Middlesbrough. It pushes them out of that relegation zone. But certainly it's going to be interesting to see how Sam Allardyce does with Palace. And I think it's a really hard one to call. I think it's very similar. The bottom six is very similar to the top six. You might say Chelsea, but to get them top four positions is going to be
Who's
very
difficult.
Who's
your team of the year so far? Would it be West Brom?
Do you know what? I think West Brom and Albion, Burnley have got to be up there. I think Burnley, what they've achieved, you know, everybody thought there were certainties to go back down with the squad they had. And I think they've really invested well in that transfer window as well. They've brought a few more faces into the squad. I think Sean Dyche has done a brilliant job. And if he just keeps them up this season, which he looks like he will, I think that's brilliant for Burnley's point of view. Everybody will be looking at who's going to win the Premier League. Conte coming in first season, he might be up there to win to be the best manager in the league. But I think people always look at the underdogs, where you think, well, is he going to struggle this year? And I thought Burnley will realistically be definitely in a relegation battle, and it looks like they're going to be safe.
Fascinating. So good luck in the FA Cup with your bets this weekend. It's going to be interesting to, as Ray says, if you can, just wait to see the teams before you select your bet, okay? It's the safest way when it comes to the FA Cup. That was another edition of Alan Brazil Up Front with Ray Parler, the Romford Pelly. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Brought to you by Audioboom.
BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.